We continue today in our sermon series of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and we have a scoundrel today to talk about. His name is Jonah. You know the story, that great big fish story of Jonah. Some backstory on Jonah. Jonah one day had a call from God to go to Nineveh, that great city that was so large it would take 3 days to walk across. And God said, I just want you to go to Nineveh and tell them I'm going to destroy them if they don't turn from their ways. So Jonah gets up and goes in the opposite direction to Tarshish. Y'all ever had that problem? God tells you to do something and you run away? Go ahead, shake your head, yes. And Jonah, he jumps on the ship. You know, Jonah was living in Joppa, and he goes to Tarshish. He gets on a ship to go to Tarshish, and things don't go well. Lesson number one, if God tells you to do something, it's just a lot easier to do it, or you may find yourself on a boat in rough waters. Well, sure enough, a storm comes up, and the men of the boat don't know God, and they're trying to figure out what's going on, and finally Jonah decides to tell them, you know, what's going on with him. And the men are good men. They said, well, let's try to row against the storm and get you back to shore, and the storm just starts getting worse. So to save their lives, they throw Jonah over the boat. Lesson number two, follow God or get thrown off the boat. Just saying, it's in the book. So he gets swallowed up by some kind of sea creature, and he spent 3 days in the belly of the sea creature. And then lesson number three, if you don't follow God, you get spit out. Not a pleasant experience. Can you imagine being split out, to spit out on the beach? And he decides to go to Nineveh, and I'm sure his heart is in this, right? He's all covered in fish spit. You know that had to be pleasant. So here he finally decides to go to Nineveh, and he starts preaching the word of God. I'm sure it went like this. Oh, Ninevites, repent and return to God. You know it was a really great sermon, right? And he walked around saying this. Well, the Ninevites actually listened. And they said, well, this God we must listen to, all the way up to the king. And they began to repent. And this is where we pick up the story, and we're using the Message translation, starting with verse 10 of chapter 3. God saw what they had done, meaning the Ninevites, that they had turned away from their evil lives, and God did change God's mind about them. What the Lord said God would do to them, God didn't do. The Lord changed the Lord's mind. The Lord was going to destroy them, and the Lord said, no, they had turned back to me. Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like our God? When you turn back to God, God continues to love. Isn't that great? We could stop right here and go have coffee. But hang on, there's more to it. Jonah's response. Jonah was furious. He lost his temper. He yelled at God. God, I knew it when I was back home. I knew this was going to happen. That's why I ran off to Tarshish. Jonah gets upset because some people turn back to God. What kind of character is it? This is why Jonah's a scoundrel. And Jonah says, I knew you were sheer grace and mercy. He's upset because God's full of grace and mercy. Not easily angered, rich in love, ready at the drop of the hat to turn your plans of punishment into a program of forgiveness. Now, this sounds like a mature adult, doesn't it? I mean, this is a real upstanding guy. He's upset because some people turn back to God and God forgives them. You ever been there? Now, come on. You ever been there? God forgives your enemy and you get upset? God shows mercy to someone that you just don't like? Now, my question is, why is Jonah upset with the Ninevites? He doesn't know them. He lives all the way over in Joppa. But he has a preconceived notion about the Ninevites. You know, those people. You know where I'm going, don't you? He doesn't know a Ninevite from a Hittite or Amorite or all those ites. Yet, he wants harm to them. He's judged them without having a relationship. It's those people. And he wants God to wipe them off the face of the earth. He has judged those that the Ninevites' sins are greater than his own. He's decided that they're irredeemable. They're unworthy. That they don't deserve grace and mercy. I guess he saw some documentary on the TV. Or he had some CNN news report. Or he heard about, you know, what they said. You know who they is? Yeah. About the Ninevites. That their sins were greater than his. And he wanted them wiped off the face of the earth. He gets upset because they have turned back to God. And God, I love this, was sheer grace and mercy. He gets upset because God does what God does best. Is be God, who's full of love, who's full of grace, and who's full of mercy, because God showed that to those people. You been there? I've gotten a little hacked when people that don't believe like me, who don't live like me, who don't look like me, God shows favor. I've been there. I've been Jonah. We've all been there, right? God is grace and mercy and love. And God, as the creator of the universe, may show that to whomever God wishes, right? That is God's choice, not ours. But Jonah gets furious, and then he does something really bright. But Jonah just left. He just walked out on God. Really? You're going to walk out on the Almighty? Smart. He went out to the city to the east and sat down in a sulk. He put together a makeshift shelter of leafy branches and sat there in the shade to see what would happen to the city. He just stomps off. He just leaves and goes and sits in a huff. You ever huffed at God? Come on. Yeah, I've huffed at God. When God didn't do what I wanted God to do, I've huffed at God. God, why didn't you let this and this happen? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you show me favor over my enemies? Why didn't you, like, I know more than God? And that's where we have to ask forgiveness. That's where we have to realize that God's grace is sufficient. That we have to be malleable in the hands of God. That we have to receive as well as give mercy. Where we have to realize that in God's economy, the only thing that matters is love. And that we're called as people who follow Christ not to judge. That's not our job. Because we're imperfect. We're incapable, outside of the grace of God, to show mercy. You know, we just prayed a prayer a little bit earlier that said, Father, basically, forgive us in the manner in which we forgive others. So if we're unforgiving and we're not merciful, then how can we expect to receive mercy and forgiveness? That is the story and lesson of Jonah. So the next time, before we begin to judge others, before we begin to complain and to talk about those people, let's self-examine. Let's take a good, hard look at the man or woman in the mirror. And let's say, God, forgive me and send me where you want so that I may proclaim your goodness, so that others may receive your grace. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our closing hymn is one that speaks to this. It's Here I Am, Lord. Where God calls to us in the verses and says, here is a situation that I place before you. And the chorus is our response of Here I Am, Lord. If during this hymn you would like to come forward and pray that you allow God to use you to be more merciful, more grace-filled, the altar is open. Whatever your need, whatever your care, if you'd like to begin the journey of joining this family of faith, whatever, the altar is open for prayer. As Zach leads us, and Here I Am, Lord.